Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in October, the Lord showed me, while I was on time of prayer and sabbatical, that, you know, Donald Trump would be our next president. And he showed me very specifically, you know, I shared it with a few folks. I was advised not to share it on the air because people are so, you know, political versus, you know, this, for whatever reason, this man's going to be president. And the Lord showed me that in it, the people were going to get the White House back. He showed me your every common day, a whole bunch of Americans just packed in the White House. And we're seeing that take place today. But back in March, the Lord spoke to this very same prophet and told him that Donald Trump would be president, but also told him that he would begin to deal with corruption. And we're seeing, I mean, think about this. God is dealing with this corruption. President-elect Donald Trump doesn't have this kind of power. From what I understand, he didn't even plan a party for him winning the election because they didn't think they were going to win. Mm. God had set this whole thing up. But this particular prophet, Rich Vera, says that when he was young, when Donald Trump was young, and he went to Norman Vincent Peale's church, that he had said a prayer, and God heard that prayer. I mean, this should really make you think. You know, what are you praying? What is your future like? Mm. Let's take a look.
Tell me about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. You know, the Lord gave me a vision. I'm not political. I'm not, you know, for either party.
I understand.
You know, but the Spirit of the Lord told me that there was a prayer. There was something that he had as a younger man with the Lord, that the Lord marked his life and separate him. And because of that, it's caused the prosperity that he has experienced come on his life, in spite of what people believe of his belief systems. But this is a man who's going to be used of God to bring to light a lot of dirt. And for many years to come, you're going to hear him as a man who's standing in the forefront and on the media to expose the secrets of darkness in society and in government here in America.
Is that not exciting? I mean, you're looking, that was March, so it wasn't, he's not, these folks that are talking, they're coming afterwards. And the Lord told me it was in October it was going to happen. But the Lord also showed me that, you know, that we're not going to embrace him. Mm-hmm. We're going to embrace God. God that's done this.
God's in control.
We're going to be grateful for good leadership, you know, whoever is going to be in leadership. But God's the one that's God. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, so often historically, the church starts running to D.C. and starts focusing on D.C. And the next thing you know, discipline comes upon us. But know this, that right before Israel was set free from slavery and captivity, where they were under great oppression, where they were working for the government with no pay, with very limited resources, living Egyptian ghettos, if you would, and having to come out and build all these different things. When you go to Egypt today and you see all these great buildings from history, think back that the Jews built a lot of those things because they were in slavery. But know this too, but right before they got free, they went through a time of great oppression. Plague started happening. You know, they started making them make bricks with no straw. So it was already bad working for the man, but now he's making it even harder. But understand that, you know, dark times are going to come, but God is going to protect us in these times the way that he protected Israel during those times. Those particular times came, the plagues came, but God's people weren't affected by that. So your confidence, your faith, and God's protecting you will be your shield. You just need to be right with God and just stay close to God and do what he says. That's what Israel did. They put blood over the doorpost, put blood over the doorpost of your heart. Begin to, you know, abide with God, be his disciple, and watch the deliverance of God. As a matter of fact, listen to what Rich Vera talks about is coming to America.
It's going to happen quickly in America.
You know, America, there is a spirit of fear that's being released on the land. Yet the Lord told me this, for you believers, Isaiah 60, the Bible says, gross darkness will cover the earth, but the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. And I believe that America is going to see some dark, dark seasons. But however, the body of Christ, you and I, God's glory is going to surround us like a bubble. And when the world suffers, you are going to see, like the children of Israel, the protection, the backing up, and the provision of God. I saw great light lifting up the body of Christ, and I saw great darkness over America. But the Lord also told me this is the season that he's raising up evangelists in the land of America, where evangelists will go through all the corners of this nation, and the days of the gospels and the days of the parks and the gospels being preached on the plazas are coming back in America, where there are going to be signs, wonders, and miracles in places that are not churches, and a mighty harvest is coming in this nation. In this
signs, wonders, and miracles in America. The Lord's been showing us this, and we've been hearing some pretty awesome words. And I want to encourage you that, you know, that we have a teaching for you. It's available to all of our partners out there. It's just log into your partner's area and be a partner, just partner for any amount whatsoever. It's called Children of the Light. And as it gets darker and as gross darkness fills the earth and thick darkness is over the people, he says your light will shine and that kings would come to your light. We're children of the light. Our time, we're arriving, you're arriving in your season as a believer. You know, and if you haven't yet begun to be his disciple, you said yes to Jesus, but you haven't learned about Jesus, you need to get on Emmaus Road. Go to VFN, VineFellowshipNetwork.org, click and find out about Emmaus Road. Begin to abide with him because kings, people are going to start coming to you and asking you about who is this Jesus? Where does this light come from? The darker things get, the brighter you look, and we says, and he says, when these things happen, he says, look up, because your redemption is near. The Lord is soon to return. The greatest harvest we've ever seen. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you have done in the people of Cuba, Lord, that you've grown the church and you've taken care of them, Lord. We thank you for the freedom and revival and the move of God that's going to touch Florida and Central Florida and the region area, Father God, and it's going to come into America. We thank you that your glory is even covering those that are listening right now, Father God. We just speak encouragement to their faith. God, we just pray for an awakening to take place in the hearts of your people in America, that we would get serious with you. Because if we would get serious with you, you get serious with us, Father God. And we pray right now for the freedom to come to the people of Cuba, God. Lord, and forgive us, Lord, for propping up those evil leaders of the past, Father God. And we pray for new leadership to come, God. And we ask you, Lord, end abortion. Send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.